Want to know our best-kept hosting secrets?
They're all inside our STR Must-Haves Master List, our secret weapon that continues to transform ordinary host into extraordinary host.
The Must-Haves Master List is a checklist that we've been perfecting for over 12 years.
Picture this: your guest checks in to your short-term rental, and they're instantly wowed by the thoughtful touches and impeccable amenities. Why? Because you've got the TFE Must-Haves Master List by your side.
This checklist has all the insider secrets that even the best hosts didn't know they were missing.
We challenge you to take the checklist into your property today. See how many items you can mark off of this list. You didn't get them all? No worries. This is your chance to level up. So go to hostchecklist.com and grab your free copy. That's hostchecklist.com to download our coveted checklist today.
You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Before we dive into the content, let's hear a word from our sponsor.
Choosing the right property management system is a big deal. And we did our research, tried different platforms, and for years, Hostly has been the best fit for our business.
It's not just a PMS. It's how we run everything. Managing listings across Airbnb, Vrbo, and Booking.com, easy. No double bookings, no stress.
And let's talk about guest experience. The custom guidebooks, they are game changer. Guests get check-in details, your house rules, and even favorite restaurants before they have to ask.
Plus, it integrates with everything. Guest screening, direct booking payments, and even in-house damage waivers, which you know we love. And their new Inbox AI, it pulls from your guidebooks and property details to help you answer guest questions faster.
And right now, TFE listeners get an even bigger discount. Hostly just upgraded your deal to $500 off onboarding.
Yep, that means if you sign up for an annual plan, your onboarding is completely free. If you go monthly, you get 50% off your onboarding fee.
So go to hostly.com/TFE and book your demo and grab the discount using code TFE500. The link will also be in the show notes.
Hello, welcome back to another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are...
Thanks for visiting. Let's kick this episode off like we do each and every week, and that is sharing one of you, our listeners, who is heading on over to strshare.com, sharing a little bit about your short-term rental so that we can celebrate you here on the podcast. On our Instagram account on Sundays, Annette, who are we sharing this week?
This week we are sharing at @bamboo_dwellings, and they are right next to Disneyland, and they have leaned in to this theme. Mm. So I appreciate that. If you have been thinking about potentially theming your property, but in a really well-done way, head over, check them out. A couple of things I want to share with them. They've done like small pieces of art that look, that are custom. Seems like they had a custom artist come in from some mural outside to some paintings on the inside, but really family focused. And as I was reading through their listing, something really stuck out to me. She shared that she has two daughters. They've been to 80 countries. They travel with them so that their home is going to be so well equipped for your family if you're traveling with kids. And I think just that little extra of like why she's an expert and her home is equipped for children is her extensive travels. So I actually, that trust factor, telling your own story in your listing helps increase your trust factor. One other thing that they did in their listing that I'm like, wow, it gives me that wow factor, is they have done a lot of wallpaper on the ceiling.
I love it.
And I've not seen that a lot. And that is probably risky and an investment. So I just want to say kudos to you. I applaud you for that because it was bold. And I think that's what you're trying to do. You're trying to make a statement with your property. And you can see as you look through the photos, each and every room they are making a statement, but this is an experience stay. Well done. Thanks for using or heading over to STR Share and making us aware of your property.
Let's get into this week's episode, and we're going to get a little negative, I guess, with reeling you in.
It's not negative. It's honest.
Well, yeah. But we are seeing so many hosts that are failing, and they don't even know it. And that's the hardest part.
They're leaving so much money on the table, and we are here to tell you what mistakes that you're making, but also how can you remedy them?
Yes.
ASAP.
We're not TFIFU. We're just this negative channel here, but we see hosts, and these are like, when we say we see, we are on Zoom calls with hosts.
Look, going combing through their listing, you are blocking your own success.
Yes. Yeah, so they are chasing hacks. They are complaining about the algorithm, and they are making assumptions instead of focusing on what actually gets bookings. And like most things in, you know, business 101, that is really understanding what our customer wants and then letting them have it the way that they want it. And so obviously in our world, the customer is the guest, and success isn't about beating the Airbnb algorithm. It is about appealing to our guests. So today we want to expose the 5 biggest mistakes that hosts are making and show you how to succeed.
Mistake number 1, you are chasing hacks instead of focusing on your guests.
All right, hacks. Listen. Like, I get it. It feels like a quick win. It's like a, what is it called?
Dopamine.
A dopamine hit. Mm-hmm. You like feel like you're getting a win. And there might even be some
truth in these.
Truth. But when you lead your business or your mind or your to-do list by checking in on that hack and doing this like quick win thing, it's a great way to not be in business for the long haul.
Here are some of the hacks we hear. Joining wish list groups because wish listing pumps you up in the algorithm. And here, we're not here to deny that claim. But however, if your listing is terrible, it doesn't matter if it's wish listed. Your guests are going to see through that. The other one that absolutely I've been seeing this everywhere is hiring VAs to get bad reviews removed. Like there's a hack, there's a way to do it. Here's the problem. You need to look at why you got that bad review. And if you have multiple bad reviews, I got to let you know, Airbnb just removed 400,000 listings. They're just going to remove you. It doesn't matter if you're getting your bad reviews removed. So you're spending all this time and energy remedying things where it's like, let's focus on the property. Let's focus on the experience for the guest.
Another hack that I see is maybe deleting a period and adding it back on so that Airbnb sees that you're active. Or, right, like adding an emoji to the beginning of your title or not adding the emoji to your title.
Or I love like putting captions on your photos, like super host, or doing like multiple, things on your photos to try to lure in extra guests. Like we just, sometimes I got to keep it simple.
I'm here for the creativity, but I just feel like these hosts get so.
Well, they're swirling around the actual issue.
Yes.
Of be a better host. Have a better property.
Mistake number 2, your photos are costing you clicks. Oh my goodness. And here's the thing. We talk to hosts who have incredible properties. They are incredible humans. And I'm expecting to go onto their listing and do an audit or talk about their business. And these photos are not good.
Mm-hmm.
You know what it is? And we're at fault with this too in other areas of our business. This content here today is meant to help you like get outside of yourself because we're all
too close to it sometimes.
Too close to it. Mm-hmm. You're too close to your photos. Maybe there was some event that happened when you took your photos, or the photographer is a family friend of yours, or it was your first time, but that was years ago, right? Like, but the photos have got to be better, everyone. They've got to be clearer. They have to capture a vibe and a mood.
They have to be realistic.
They have to be realistic.
Is that actually what's in your property still? And we look at properties every single day and are still just floored that people are not paying attention to their listing photos. This is how you're showing up to the entire world are these listing photos. So
these have to be remedied. And again, we see hosts chasing the hacks and doing other things. It's like, well, let's start by just simply
going back to the basics.
Going back to the basics and looking at your photos.
Here's what we find. We find cluttered spaces. We find a slew of beautiful photos, and then all of a sudden, like, you updated the bed size or you updated something in the kitchen, so you took a photo with your iPhone and then never got back to it.
Oh, and it's so disruptive to see this, like,
yes,
all these horizontal pics and then a vertical pic.
Or the order of them. It's like 20 exterior photos before you get to the interior photo.
That make no sense, because curb appeal, think about it. We're not trying to sell the house here. You're staying inside the house.
I mean, if you have a really cool, architecturally interesting property, yes, but then the next photo should be like, give them a tour of the first five photos so they can get a taste of your property.
Oh my gosh, like just cluttered spaces,
cluttered,
messy spaces, like where the trash can and the, maybe it's the plunger are like actually the focus of the photo. Mm-hmm. It's like, what is even?
So before you think this isn't you, because even me right now, I'm like, it's been a couple months I've gone through my photos. I just need a triple check. But before you think this is not you, just do yourself a favor and go look at your photos, or go show them to someone else, like your truth-telling friend, like that friend who is blunt with you. And that's a reason why you love them, but it's also a reason why you maybe don't hang out with them so much.
Sarah, will you look at my listing photos?
I will look at
them.
Yes, and I will tell you the truth. But yeah, they've got to be better. They're costing you clicks. And if people aren't clicking on your property, and right now we don't have videos to go off of, we have very little to go off of to our potential guests. These photos are very important.
Annette, have you ever noticed how much time and energy goes into managing those small but essential tasks, like getting the trash bins out to the curb and back?
Totally. Trash valet is one of those things that has to get done every single time, no exceptions. But you don't want to ask your guests. They're there to enjoy their stay, not take on chores like taking out the trash. And cleaners, either they have too much on their plate or they may not even be there that day.
Hosts, if this sounds familiar, let us introduce you to Fido. Fido specializes in bin-to-curb trash valet, making sure your bins are where they need to be on time, every time.
And Fido doesn't stop there. They also handle excess trash hauling and pre-stay inspections with tech-enabled systems designed specifically for short-term rental hosts. So you aren't left wondering, did the trash bins actually get taken to the curb?
And right now, TFE listeners can get their first month of bin-to-curb service completely free.
So what are you waiting for? Head to getfido.com/TFE to sign up today and see how Fido can take those small but essential tasks off your plate.
Because when you hand off the small tasks, you gain the time and focus to grow your business where it really matters.
Mistake number three, you are too rigid with your calendar.
I feel like there's a subset of hosts who are like way too loose with their prop. Like they're like, we'll do whatever, anything, let's just make money.
Minimum, same day, you know.
But our audience, I love all of you so much, but you guardrail your calendar.
We have been doing a lot of listing audits lately, and people want the number one thing they come to us, like, we want more bookings. We want to make more money. So the first thing that we do look at the photos. The second thing that we do is we look at their calendar. And we are astonished. We have been going behind the scenes, and we see so many parameters that hosts have on. I'm going to give you a few of them right now that I could not believe. Number one, had someone, their cleaner only cleans on Tuesdays. And so every single Tuesday was blocked. Every single Tuesday. So the cleaner is essentially running their business. And that means no one could ever have a full week stay. That was real. Another one is someone had on all of their weekends a 4-night minimum. I don't know about you. Weekends in my world are 2 nights. Not 4 nights. And listen, if you are a part of that 4-night weekend
club,
world,
there's a club out there and you have not invited us.
I want to be a part of this 4-night weekend.
Oh, so, travel. Yes. I want to travel for 4 nights.
Right. That's a hard life if you're 4-night weekend. But seriously, you could only book if you stayed for 4 nights. So the weekend started Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. 3-night minimums during the week. There were 7-night minimums. Mm-hmm. And I do know historic vacation towns are still very like Saturday to Saturday.
But are they?
But it is a new ball game.
Yes.
Okay?
I say, but are they? Because Here's the deal. We've got forcing check-in, check-out rules that don't allow your guests to come and go when they want to. Blocking off dates unnecessarily. Now, if that's a decision that you want to make because you're the CEO of your business, fine.
But don't come at us that I want to get more bookings and make more money and you have all these restrictions. Those don't.
Correct.
Those don't mesh.
Because here's what happens. We hear you. We listen to you. You explain the calendar to us and we're like, got it. Cool. And then we log into Price Labs and we're like, that's interesting because last year's data and the year before is telling us that no one is booking four night stays. They're booking two night stays. Mm-hmm. Or, hey, old school vacation town, things have changed since 2010. And now people actually just want to come for a long weekend to Cape Cod, you know? So, and how do we know this? Data.
And we will share with you. There are some times to have the three-night minimum, the four-night minimum.
Sure.
There are certain events that it absolutely would behoove you to have these minimums, but not just in perpetuity. So that's what we see. They like block their calendar these same days, these same requirements, and just let them flow throughout the entire year.
And not just because I'm using air quotes here, feel like that's what happens. Because we'll ask that too. Why do you have four-night minimum sets? Well, I feel like if I'm going to let them book at that point, I want to make the most money then. But it's like the traveler is booking two nights with all of your competitors and paying more money on those two nights than you get for your four-night stay. And here's the thing. I don't know about you, Annette, but I'd like to make more money and have less people and less wear and tear on my home.
Right. So higher ADR, lower occupancy. And the last thing that we see, again, if you just want to be making more money and not failing, is also a lot of folks require a day before and a day after check-in. So imagine that. Just think about that. That's 2 days per every reservation because, again, you have a cleaner that needs an entire day after a checkout to do it. And again, if that's how you want to run your business, fine. But when I go into these calendars and I see every 5-day reservation has another 2-day blocked, it's essentially you're slashing your calendar in half. So, you know, the thing about short-term rentals, we get a limited amount of inventory. We get 365 days of inventory. And when you're going in and putting these parameters in, your pie is getting smaller.
Because these guests are logging into the OTA or your direct booking site, doesn't matter. And they're searching for their dates and you're not coming up. You're coming up as unavailable. And so you can't make money or you can't quote unquote get bookings if guests can't find you.
Mistake number 4.
You know how we're always on the hunt for awesome furniture, decor, and supplies for our short-term rentals?
We're gonna let you in on our secret weapon, Manoan. They are a free platform for hosts that offer steep discounts on over 150 top brands. Think Wayfair, Article, Our House, Lisa, Parachute, California Design In, Public Goods, and Society 6. Plus, the ability to centralize all ordering and reordering needs to make tracking and bookkeeping a breeze.
I had my eye on gorgeous linens from Parachute, wanting to give our listing that wow factor with better quality that lasts. And my Manoan discount actually made it more cost-effective over the long run than the budget options requiring constant replacement. Seeing the savings, I naturally had to order more. All I had to do was head to their site, install their browser extension, which makes shopping so, so simple, and add items across partner brands to my cart with just a few clicks.
And when guests inevitably ask you about that awesome Lisa mattress that you purchased through Manoan, at a major discount, no less, you can point them to a custom digital storefront called Manoan Showroom. The best part? When guests shop their stay, you'll earn commission from hundreds of stores, including featured items you didn't purchase through Manoan.
So head over to Manoan.com/TFV_podcast, or simply click the link in our show notes to sign up. Let the savings and the earnings begin.
Your pricing is based on emotion and not math.
But I feel my price should be this. I feel I can't charge anymore.
I can never get that price, Annette.
Right. I feel like this is my max rate.
I feel like if it goes any lower than this, then parties will happen.
We are, and again, I can share that I was at fault for this, and I've done this in several areas of my life, but we take so many of our money stories and impress them upon all travelers, and that's not fair. We don't know why they're coming, what they're willing to pay, the value that we are bringing forth, and that's why we need the data over the drama here, the facts over the feelings.
Yes. So a component of pricing with emotion and not math or data is maybe the more correct word. We see it in people selecting their base rate. So what is that base rate that the algorithm is then going to base the rest of the pricing off of? Mm-hmm. And the cool thing is with data, it's like you don't have to guess. Like literally the market will tell you what the booker is willing to pay. Mm-hmm. Or then we see hosts setting these arbitrary maximums. And you are literally, and we see it, we are not exaggerating. We see it happen all the time, hosts preventing themselves from making money.
It's so true. And here's an analogy I want to give. I just talked to a host the other day who had a maximum inside their dynamic pricing because they felt that that was the most value that they could give to a guest. And I wanted to share, I want all of us to think about hotels and their dynamic pricing. And hotels are normally a square room, 1 to 2 beds and a bathroom, and maybe a mini fridge. And they can fluctuate in pricing anywhere from $119 a night to $1,000 a night. And they have no qualms with like having that pricing fluctuate that way. And you know why they can and they do. And I've gladly paid all of those rates. It's supply and demand. Goes back to basic economics. And why is a guest coming to town? Probably high demand. And there's not enough places to stay, and they could command that rate. And I want you to think about your property that same exact way. And I actually want you to think about it even more because as hosts, we have so much more to offer than a hotel room. You have maybe multiple bathrooms. You have a living space, a kitchen. You hopefully, maybe you have free parking. Can I talk about free parking versus valet parking?
Or a garage parking?
So we have so much more to offer our guests, and letting when those high demand times are in your market, you need to let the algorithms help you. And you can't, we don't want you to have a maximum on your price because, again, like Sarah said, you are just under earning, leaving money on the table. So you want to remove that. Mistake number five, you are operating out of fear instead of strategy.
It's starting to feel like the default is to not trust our guest.
And it should be reverse.
And it should be reverse because I can tell you, do we have bad guests from time to time? Yeah. But I mean, you have bad interactions with people from time to time, whether you're at the grocery store or you're at the doctor's office. I mean, that is just the makeup of humans.
And if this is your default, you are just going to be making bad decisions.
Yeah. So we see hosts rejecting legitimate bookings because it quote unquote feels suspicious.
They're overcomplicating house rules and basically turning guests away by the all caps as they're yelling at everyone and just over. I mean, you guys have seen all the social media where hosts are just putting way too many rules and then way too many checkout instructions. It's like, wait a second. Do you even want us here?
Right. Or everyone's trying to scam you. And so therefore, I got to put all these different blockers in place. And it's just like,
You're not making it easy on yourself. You're asking for people to write you why they're coming. You know, you want this whole like laundry list of why they're coming, who they're coming with, when they're coming.
Why would you want to book my place? It's just like, there are ways to put parameters in place. We absolutely want you to have a structure to make sure the right guest is booking the right property because that is going to ensure a 5-star stay. We want you to have safe practices so that the things that happen within the four walls of your home are legitimate and legal. I mean, we're not discounting the terrible things that we've heard in the news. Mm-hmm. But those things aren't common. They're not what happens on the day-to-day. Most of the time, guests are incredible human beings.
Right. And think about yourself. I always like to tell everyone, like, certain parameters that people have into on their listing, like I wouldn't even be a guest of theirs. I like instant booking. I don't want to have to tell somebody why I'm coming to town. And I think I am an amazing guest and they would just I would never even ever see their property because they don't have this. They don't have Instabook turned on.
And here's the thing, just a little tough love. If this is your default, you really got to ask yourself if this is the right industry for you. Mm. You really do, because it is a hospitality-based industry. And when someone reaches out to you about staying with you, your first instinct should be like, oh my gosh.
Absolutely.
I am so excited for this. How can I wow them? Not, oh my gosh, they're probably trying to scam me. So at the end of the day, so many hosts are failing because they're coming from a place of fear and a place of letting their feelings dictate
their business. And yeah. You're a business owner. And so what we want to do is take what you've learned today. Hopefully you have notes from all this, and take one small action on each of these areas. We know that your photos can be improved. We know that your pricing can be improved. Your calendar. Look at your calendar. Let's have a real look at that. Let's think about just your mindset about your pricing, about your calendar, about your guest. A little self-reflection here can go a long way. And we know just small tweaks, just some of these small tweaks can really change the game for you. Let us know, are there some hacks that you've tried? Maybe they were successful, maybe they weren't, but we want to hear, you know, what you've tried to do in the past to increase your bookings.
And with that, I am Sarah Karakian.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for Visiting.
Talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Can we make you a personalized podcast playlist? Head on over to thehostquiz.com, answer 7 easy questions, and get a unique to your hosting biz playlist of Thanks for Visiting podcast episodes to help you smash your goals.
The action plan and strategies that will elevate your business is one quick quiz and a set of headphones away. Again, head to thehostquiz.com and take our quick hosting quiz today.